That does not like that you are here this weekend. You don't know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we still live in the nighttime, right? This is still the age where the prince of the world is manipulating many things. Yes, things in the world, maybe even things in us, right? To prevent us from pursuing the Lord. To prevent us from going from stage to stage, right? We have the roadmap, praise the Lord, this weekend. The Lord will lead us from turning point to turning point. Okay, so, but there's one who is opposing. There's one who is actively opposing, even here tonight, right? So praise the Lord, we want to be those who expose him and who also fellowship with the other members of the body so that together we can defeat him. Of course, it's not really us. It's really us one with the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, Brother Emmanuel and I will take just a few minutes to fellowship with you concerning the MetWest gospel work and the fund that supports it. This fund is used to support full-timers all throughout the MetWest. Maybe some saints who are a little newer still do not know that this fund even exists, right? But there is such a fund. Brothers and sisters, in the last 6 years or so, have been giving to this fund. And then with the proceeds, we are able to support many brothers and sisters to go full time and to be in the fight against the enemy. On the one hand, yes, we are all in the Lord's army, right? If you're in the Lord's army, or if you want to be in the Lord's army, say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
One more time, because the translation. Okay, if you want to be in the Lord's army, say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord. I hope that's everyone. Okay. But here's one thing. Is there any army on this earth that's made entirely of part-timers? Yeah, I don't think so. I think there must be some who are full-time.
Right.
Because they can dedicate all their time to focus on the fight and to coordinate even all the members together. So, praise the Lord. Okay, we wanted to give you some reports on this fund. Actually, when I was reviewing this, the first reaction I had was, praise the Lord. Right? This fund started in 2018. It is now 2024. In 2018, there were a total of 6 full-timers in the whole MetWest area. 6 full-timers spread across 3 teams. That means an average of 2 full-timers per team. So today we have 60 full-timers serving on 10 campus teams. So if you think this is a good result, say praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Amen. Should we stop here? Okay, maybe not. Maybe the Lord wants to go further. All right. But okay, here's the situation. The inflows, that means all the saints giving, right? Into this fund actually peaked during the pandemic in 2021. We had an average of $24,000 a month that came in. Okay, so that was the peak in 2021. The outflow, however, peaked in 2023, okay, actually at $28,000 a month. And so as you can see, our outflows, that means the number of full-timers, the amount of financial support we're sending to some of these 60 full-timers has increased, right? Praise the Lord. That means more can join the fight. However, the inflow has actually decreased a little bit. Okay, so we've already had to make some adjustments. But praise the Lord, so far we did not tell anyone they are not allowed to serve. Okay. Yeah, and Chucho is a sigh of relief, right? Yeah, praise the Lord. It's good. Amen. Sorry, I mentioned that. He will forgive me later. Okay. So, well, brothers and sisters, it seems like I'm joking around, but this is a very serious matter, right? There were 60 mighty men, okay? Let's not make that 59, right? Let's have it increase. The Lord has an interest on the earth today, and there must be some who rise up to serve him full time. They're giving their time, they're giving their life, they're giving their opportunity. Some of us, we're still job keeping, right? We're also full-timers, but we're job keeping, That means we also have a responsibility in the same principle with our brothers. We should make the same sacrifice in principle, right? Praise the Lord. I think that's sufficient. Yeah, Manuel has more.
Okay, Saints, to add to that, of those 60 that are serving full time, it's almost 50-50 that some of these, 50% of these are our children that are serving full time in the Midwest. And in reviewing, just kind of considering their background, of these 60 that have been serving, 32 are ones that we raised up, they're our children. And of those 32, two-thirds were cared for on a college campus by some full-timers that had given their life to care for them in their college years. So the point of that is not that our children should graduate, go to the full-time training, come back and serve full-time. That's not the point. The point is that that two-thirds ratio, Saints, reasonably holds to all of our students when they go to college. So that means our students that will graduate college and continue to love the Lord and pursue Him and run after Him alongside us in the Lord's recovery, two-thirds will have been cared for by full-timers on a college campus. That's what that means. And it's a harsh reality, but it's a fact in the United States. 60 to 80% of all Christians that go to college cease to follow the Lord, cease to believe in the Lord at the end of their college career. So many of us, we save up money to send our kids to college that they would have a good life, only to see them stop running after Him alongside us. So may the Lord just release us to also save up funds, to undergird their faith and invest in the place that would strengthen them in their Christian life, to pursue the Lord their whole life. Amen. So the second point I'd like to make is also that this is our land. The Lord has sovereignly put us in the Midwest, that we would faithfully labor here for the Lord's move on the earth. So we're a little late in the game in terms of when we got started about 6 years ago to really start laboring in this. And so some of us may be in smaller localities or in areas in the country where maybe we don't feel the effects of it, but Saints, it is moving. The Lord is doing something. And we want to continue to spread that. But there are giants in the land, and of course, one of these giants is the finances. But Saints, we really feel finances is not the problem. Where our finances go is. But Saints, we're so full of hope. Aren't you full of hope tonight? Amen. The Lord's calling us, the Lord's desire for us to move on with Him. Well, we're also so full of hope, Saints, that these giants are our bread. So may the Lord release those finances. May we just reconsider our ways. Just a few less runs to the coffee shop, a few less visits to the restaurant, maybe one less vacation a year. Even the major vacations that we take once every 3 years, we just hold back. I know the finances are hard. I know the economy is. It's hard on our full-timers as well. But may the Lord just release the finances. So finally, Saints, we'd just like to encourage you to visit the MidwestGospelWork.org website, MWGW.org, just to stay in tune with what the Lord is doing in the Midwest on the college campuses, and to join in with us through prayer that the Lord's move would be released, through your giving, and even through your going. Amen. Thank you, Saints.